Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. It's Felger and Maserati on a Friday. You know what that means, Andrew?
Agenda-free.
Agenda-free means we have no agenda. You set the agenda with your wonderful phone calls.
It's sure just, we don't.
It's wide open. It's all up to you. Agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. What we do is we open up the phones. We release the hounds, Jimmy. At 617-779-0985, while the call screen is being populated, we give you some opening takes, and then we go right to you. That's the format, and we're ready to go. Maz, you want to lead us off?
Sure, absolutely. I will lead off. Mookie Betts signed today agreed to sign $27 million in arbitration. And I heard on the way in the Red Sox gave him a suite, to which I'm presuming is a hotel suite on the road. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. What's my reaction? I don't care. Mookie Betts has a one-year deal. Unless he signs a multi-year deal, this was to be expected. There is no news here. The only news is that they settled on a number. The news is, and I was going to say this yesterday, but obviously we've had a busy week with Brady. It is January 10th. January 10th. The Red Sox report to spring training in a month. They have not shed a lick of payroll yet. Zero.
When does it start to count?
Not till opening day. But I was sort of operating under the premise, and this is really what I wanted to get to. I've been operating under the premise that the Red Sox would make their move and we'd know who they were going into spring training. We may not. We may not know till opening day. This might be one of those scenarios where everyone shows up in camp, and then they make a deal in camp after somebody suffers a pitching injury, and all of a sudden now that we don't know what the roster is until opening day. I hope that is not the case. But the point is that the Red Sox haven't played a meaningful baseball game, and it was really in about 5 months, maybe six. If you go back to the trading deadline, that's really when they fell out of it. So to August, September, October, November, December, we're halfway through January, and we still don't know how they're going to fix the problem. We still don't know. Are they ever going to do anything, or are we just going to have to wait until opening day until the last minute? And I do feel like Chaim Bloom loses leverage with every day that goes by, because everybody out there knows he's got to dump payroll. So why offer him anything until the last minute? And even then, don't, because they got to move the money. I'm stunned that they haven't done anything yet.
How do you feel about Jackie Bradley at $11
million? Honestly,
my take?
It's a little less than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, well, whatever. Why is he here?
Yeah, he's another
10, 11, 12. I mean, enough.
Why are any of them here? Like, what's taking so long?
Especially that one. Right? Especially that.
So but Bradley alone doesn't solve their problem. So, like, it's January 10th.
But that to me just feels like the easiest place to start.
It should be. And I don't want anybody to say, well, they had to wait to see what the numbers are. Everybody knew what these numbers were going to be. We predicted these numbers months ago. We said Bradley was going to be around 11 or 12. Mookie was going to be 27, 28. We all said it then, and they came in at those numbers. So nobody was waiting for anything. The only person that's waiting is the Red Sox for some God knows what reason.
Okay, Red Sox on the board here on an agenda-free Friday. Murray.
So former Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach Joe Judge got formally introduced yesterday as the new head coach of the New York Giants. Already a lot of talk about his speech and how much he sounds like Bill Belichick in regard to the culture he wants to build there and finding the right roles for players. And it's already enough to make Giants fans want to run through the wall for the guy, at least based on what I've seen on Twitter. And that's just because they're thirsty idiots who are starved for a winning football team. I get it. Because what I heard listening to Joe Judge, this thing's about a half hour long, and there's some choice cuts you can find on social media. This guy is just a well-spoken hardo who also has like a bit of used car salesman to him, as evidenced by this quote, which I loved.
I want this team to reflect this area. I want the people that pay their hard-earned money in the neighborhoods of New York, North Jersey, South Jersey to come to our games and note the players on the field play with the same attitude they wake up with every morning. That is blue collar. It's hard work. It's in your face. We're not going to back down from anybody.
Yeah.
We're going to come to work every day and grind it out the way they do in their jobs every day. And they can invest their money in our program knowing it's worthwhile. They put a Giants uniform on. They put a Giants hat or jersey on. That it's not representing just the 53 on the field, but it's representing their neighborhoods, their communities, and their families with the values they have instilled in their children.
Man, you corny!
Now, I added that, but that should have been someone in the audience listening to that. Are you kidding me? Are you trying to head up the Giants marketing department, or are you their new head coach? And this is just a portion of how corny his speech was. And I get it. You got to sell yourself to the base as the new head coach. But to me, after hearing this kind of crap, along with some of the other sound we're going to get to today, to me, Joe Judge already well on his way to being yet another failed branch of the Bill Belichick coaching tree.
Do you have more clips for me for later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because we got a little something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can we do a tool bag of the week?
I thought of, again, all my pop culture references are like 40 years old, but so be it. Stripes, you know, lighten up, Francis. Jesus, good God. Settle down, fella.
Nobody calls him Francis.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have the same blue-collar mentality in New York.
My opening take quickly, and I'll give you more in a little bit here, but I'm beginning to worry about my Celtics take. My Celtics take is going to contend to come out of the East, that they will be at least my baseline, my floor for them is game 6 of the East Finals.
At the very least, I've always said better than Philly.
I've always said at worst they'll be the second team. At worst, they will, when they lose in the playoffs, it'll be to the team that ultimately comes out of the East. And that's what they're going to be at worst, if not in the NBA Finals. And that was my feeling from a long time ago. And I said it going into the year, and I was looking good for a while. I'm now officially concerned. They're fully healthy. They go into Philly last night, who's without their best player, and the guy that kills you in Embiid. You're on national TV. It's those TNT games, which should mean a little bit more for you guys. And it does. It does. National TV, Chuck and Shaq and whatnot at the halftime. Like, that should mean a little bit more. It does mean a little bit more. You're up 15 points against a Philly team that, I'm sorry, even if you think they're better than I do, they're the 5 seed in the East. They haven't proven it on the floor. They've been a Eastern Conference middler this year. And Philly decides to turn up the heat in the second half, and you completely wilt. I'm beginning to worry about the team's toughness, Maz. The team's mental and physical toughness. And I mentioned this yesterday after that stupid Kemba Walker thing when he got ejected and the team wilted after that. I thought that was a bad sign. Like, they're making this big comeback against San Antonio. They're looking good. They're playing strong. And all of a sudden, the little adversity faces them. And they lose their minds on that Kemba Walker thing. And the next thing you know, they're blown out again. I'm like, oh, that's not a good sign. And then the next night, in a game that should matter to them, in a team that they should be better than, they're up 15 and they can't close? They wilt? I'm beginning to worry about the Celtics and my Celtics take. So that's my opening thought. We'll give you more on that.
You should be worried about that.
Go ahead. You want to just follow up on that quick?
Yeah, look, I warned you about this. They're not as good as you think they are. They're not that good.
They should be. Are they sackless? Do those kids still not get it? Did Gordon Hayward get a little boo-boo and come back and lose a little edge? You know, what's going on there? You tell me. They should be better than this.
I mean, so, look, I have felt like...
They should be better than that.
Yeah, Philly's a bad matchup for them because they don't have the size to combat
if
Philly.
Embiid's in there, I might grant you that. Without Embiid, you're up 15 and no Embiid, and you can't close that? Not only can you not close that...
So last night, I give it. There's no way they should lose that game.
You lose going away? What's that?
Those two prior games, I was like, okay, maybe their heads aren't in it. It's a long season. But that last night was inexcusable.
What's that?
I've told you, I think they lack size. As it turns out, maybe it's just not the... you know where I'm going.
Okay, so those are our opening thoughts. What are yours? I promised calls in the first segment if you're ready, and you're ready. Stephen Webster, lead us off on Josh McDaniels. What's the latest there?
So I was just thinking that you were talking yesterday about how he was getting, like, I guess, like, Bill doing dirty by not letting him interview on Monday. Like, how good a candidate was he anyway if they already filled the job before he interviewed the very next day? I don't think they were really going to seriously consider him if they just dumped him, you know, without even giving him a chance.
Steve, thanks for the call. I think there's absolutely something to say for that.
No question.
That story felt a little excuse-making on Josh's part. You know, not on the reporting's part. The reporting was good. But I think Josh, I don't know. It's an awful convenient excuse. Well, how come you're not getting these jobs again? Well, Bill won't let me interview. Like, Cinderella. Like,
I mean, if you really want a guy, you wait for him.
Okay, but so look, if Josh really was done dirty and Bill really did prevent him from, you know, fulfilling his destiny and taking that next job, well, you're on the private plane today. He's on the Haslam private plane today to Cleveland with his wife.
So, look, my feeling...
this should be over.
So, that's what I think, too. To me, the way this thing was sort of breaking down, the fact that he never got to the Giants and they hired Judge, Cleveland waited. Cleveland could have hired someone just like the Giants did. They all can. Right? They can all hire anybody, and they clearly do. They waited. It would not surprise me if we know by the end of the day that Josh McDaniels is going to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns. Unless... he takes the job and then backs out on the way home.
Well, exactly. So this boy, I'll tell you what, does Josh demand the private plane? He's got the thing with the owners and the private plane. I mean, good for you. But you know, like this would be a personal message to Josh. Now it's like, if it's true, if Bill really did you dirty, and that's not just some excuse, you can go back and work for that guy. I mean, I said earlier in the week, these guys tend to. Bill stood around and stuck around for Bill Parcells to abuse him, too, for years and years and years, and kept coming back for more until he finally had enough. Well, have you had enough, Josh? If they offer you the job, there it is. You've got a good, young quarterback. And now we can talk about the less. I feel like there's a lot of talent on that roster, and we can talk about all the problems there, too. The owner's a knucklehead, and it's dysfunctional and whatever, but you've got a good, young quarterback. You're starting from scratch. You'll get some leeway. You're going to get a couple of years out of this anyway. What was Cleveland last year? Were they 5-11?
Something like that.
Whatever it was, you go 8-8, that's a start. It's a low bar with a good young quarterback and your own program. Take it. Take it. And let's see if he's got the balls to take it. If he's not just some sort of giant seed tease, coach tease.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, let's see if he has the balls to take it and then actually...
keep it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, better way to put it.
We've got George in the car with the Patriots thought. Hi, George.
Hey, guys. So, you guys heard the Van Noy comments by Logan Ryan, obviously. And with that had me wondering. Logan Ryan, he seemed very adamant of those comments. He wasn't really asked of it. And do you guys think that since he's close with the McCourty, do you think the McCourty's kind of, especially Devin, kind of let him know, you know, hey, this guy's been talking a lot, you know, and let them know. And then that's why Logan Ryan was so initiative of it. Like, he wasn't really asked of it.
Sure. Maybe. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. But I'll use that as an entree to say this. I kind of want Kyle Van Noy back.
So do I.
As much as I think he's one of these millennial internet crybabies, I think as a player, he's a really good fit on that team. He's been a good Patriot. He's a good player and a good Patriot. And if the price is right, I want him back because I still think you've got to have a good defense. Even if Brady's betting, no matter who the quarterback is, you got to win games on defense next year. And he's a big part of it.
I mean, when we asked this earlier in the year, who would you rather have, Collins or Van Noy? I'd take Van Noy.
Oh, for sure.
Collins to me is unreliable.
And Collins, I think, dropped the last couple of months,
he
too.
He did, totally, Murray. He did. He, like, fell off the earth. For crying, I don't know if there was a physical problem there or not, but I feel like Van Noy brings it on a more consistent basis than Collins does.
Unless it's stupid money out there, and he'll probably get it, you know.
Well, history says with these pass rusher types, even just looking at Trey Flowers last year, they don't pay these guys.
Right. So, I don't love the chances of him returning, but I'd want him back. I would. We are off and running on Agenda Free Friday. Right back to your Agenda Free phones right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter @Felger.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome. Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know tonight's disappointing for you, your teammates. Next, you guys, I think the most upset are fans and Patriots Nation. They've stuck with you through everything. They adore you. Do you have any message for them tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we... And I personally, you know, appreciate, you know, everything that they've, contributed over the course of, you know, not just this year, but a lot of years. And, just very grateful for, the experience of playing this year for this team, this organization, and over the course of my career, too. So I appreciate it. I hope I have always, tried to do the right thing out there, and who knows what the future holds, so we'll leave it at that.
Hey, Agenda Free Friday, everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to. That's what really kicked off the week in the Brady Watch, day six, him post game on Saturday after that loss to the Titans. So we continue with this and everything else here on an agenda-free Friday, everything being on the board. David Weymouth on the quarterback situation. Hi, Dave.
Hey, I agree with what you guys said yesterday, that you're probably not going to be able to trade up to get Trevor Lawrence. But since he's considered like a generational talent, do you think you could see like a Josh Rosen type situation where maybe like a, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there, like the team that drafts Justin Herbert or, Dwayne Haskins is available because that team's got the number one pick? And if so, what I would do if I was the Patriots is just try to get as much draft capital for next year as possible.
So what I would try and do is just the opposite, which is you have Bill Belichick here for a reason. You have the greatest coach in the history of football to develop the next guy. You don't have to draft the guy first overall. He can develop him in the second round, third round, Stidham's in the fourth round, late first. You don't have to rely on the first overall pick. If you're some bum team, you have to rely on the first overall pick. You have Bill. This is the whole point.
In fact, like really, the more you look at it around the league, how many of the good young quarterbacks in the league were number one? I mean, Jackson was 31st. Pat Mahomes was 10th. Like, and I'm not saying that's nothing, but Breeze was second round. Rodgers was 25th. I don't know if you have to have the number one pick.
I don't, the track record is not good up there. Brian in Fitchburg with the Bruins thought here on Agenda Free Friday. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. A little hard to pitch after the game against Nashville and last night's comeback against Winnipeg. But when I take a look at the two uselesses, Par Lindholm and Brett Ritchie, it's so aggravating to look at the scoreboard and see that Nola Chari, for the same salary as those two bums, has 17 bleeping goals.
Achari has 17 goals?
I think that's all. I think
he has 17 goals for the Florida Panthers.
What? He had a stretch early in the year. He had hat tricks in back-to-back games.
What?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
I've been paying attention to that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's up to 17 now, but I believe the caller. I'll check it, but I think he's right.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
17 goals, 3 assists.
Holy crap. How many did he have for the Bruins in the last 3 years combined?
18. I just looked it up. Same thing. Talk about being on the same frequency. 18 in his career with the Bruins, 17 with Florida this year.
Okay. I don't mind them not re-signing Nola Chari. I'm sorry. I think Don Sweeney's done an excellent job of not doing what Peter Chiarelli did, which is overpaying his interchangeable pieces on the third and fourth line. Nola Chari, I am sorry. God bless you with your 17 goals on Florida. I don't think he's scoring 17 goals here, getting the ice time here. I mean, who knows on Florida? Maybe is he getting power play time? Does he get power play points?
16 even strength goals. And I think one's a shorty.
Jesus. Wow. So
no power play goals.
All right. Well, knock me over with a feather on that one. I did not know he was putting up that production. I don't think he's that player.
I would classify that one under the category of horseshoe stuck up his rectum.
So he's on pace for 35 goals. He's not a 35 goal scorer.
No, not
okay,
even
so
close.
Look, Nola Chari's not the issue. They're smart not to overpay those guys. Chiarelli got himself in big trouble by overpaying the Fribble crew and the Chris Kellys of the world, and Sweeney's done a great job not doing that. Not my second guess. I don't have a second guess yet. To me, and again, the call is right, it's hard to bitch when DeBrusk goes for a couple last night and they're starting to get some secondary scoring. That, to me, is the issue. They've got to have DeBrusk or Heinen or Coyle or name it. Those guys are huge. That's it. That's the season. That's the team. That's the story. And you can pick any one of those guys. Bjork, Coyle, Heinen, DeBrusk, Krejci, name it. They've got to get production. They've got to have a team and not just a line. The other thing that I'll take away from recently is that David Pastrnak, just shoot the puck. Just shoot. Just shoot. Don't stick handle. Don't dangle. Don't dink around. Just shoot. Just shut up. And shoot. Just shoot.
And make sure someone carries you to the Uber.
Because that boy can shoot the puck.
Holy crap, can he shoot the puck?
Shoot.
Seriously,
just
man.
Shoot.
He rifles that thing.
Just shoot. Just put your head down and shoot. I don't want you doing anything else. But the story of the team and the issue on the team is they got to get other guys. And it could be any of them. I'll take any of them. Brian on the Cape on the Red Sox here on Agenda Free Friday. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to ask Tony why he is so adverse to the Mookie Betts signing. I feel like it's a 1 year, so in my opinion, that means if we're not competing at the deadline, he's going to be moved, and I don't see what's wrong with that.
Brian, look, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, again, I think he's going to walk. They're going to clear the money one way or the other. I'm not averse to the 1 year deal. I'm just telling you it was a foregone conclusion. It was an arbitration settlement. It was going to happen one way or the other. The $27 million was going to come in at 27 or 28 or 27 and a half. Whatever it was a done deal. All they did today was fill in the blank. That's all they did.
Okay.
I mean, you know, contractually.
And but just to, sort of to his point, I'm not going to blast him for trying to get under the tax. Every team does it, even L.A. and New York. So if that's the way it's done, that's the way it's done. They don't have to set records every single year. That's an unreal expectation, so go ahead, get under the tax. Shed the money. If you're going to do it, start with David Price and rent Mookie Betts. I honestly don't mind losing Mookie Betts for quote-unquote nothing after the year, because what I would treat it as is I get one more year out of him, and I rent him, just like I'd be renting him if I were on a pennant drive. I'd rent a great player, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm renting Mookie Betts for one more year.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too. I'm not telling you I want to move him before I want to move Price. You get more benefit out of moving Price on top of it. So there's a huge gain there. I'm not any more confident that he's going to be here. I think people read into these arbitration things and don't really understand what they are.
We've got Mitch and Jeffrey, or Jaffrey. I don't know where that is, here on the Celtics. Hi, Mitch.
How you doing? It's Jaffrey, New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, welcome, anyway, New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hey, Marcus Smart. You know, there's sometimes there's people in your life, you love them, and you want them to just go away. That guy, he wants to be a high-impact scorer. Last 3 minutes of the game, he should be penalized by the team. And just go away so we can see him on ESPN every so often.
Mitch, you understand. You get blown out last night, if not for Marcus Smart.
That happens from game to game. I'm saying in total, since the guy's been back from his, I don't know what happened to him. He had an eye issue. Don't know. These guys got to wash their hands. They're all getting sick.
Okay, well, you know what? This team still has not proven that when they're fully loaded, that they can figure out the rotations or whatever. They're always at for the last 2 years now. They've been at 3 years. They've been at their best when they've had a key piece out of the lineup.
Agreed.
Whether it's Kyrie Irving to begin with or Gordon Hayward, whatever. And even now, here's just another little small example. They just got fully healthy. Everyone's back. Hayward, Smarts to the bench, et cetera, and they're sucking again. They've been at their best when one key piece or more than one key piece has been out. And this is happening again. So the Marcus Smart problem, Jaffrey, New Hampshire, this is what we called it last month. It's a problem. And his 5-for-7 from three last night kept you in the ballgame.
It did.
You get blown out of that game earlier if it's not Marcus Smart making some threes in that game. The 5-for-7, though, ooh, that's going to come back to haunt you.
Oh, yeah, because now he thinks he's good again.
World be free.
Yeah,
here we go. Launch party.
Yeah, the thing that killed you last night was the three-headed monster at small forward. That's what killed you. What were they, 10-for-36 or something?
Tatum, Brown, and Hayward shot 27%.
That was shades of last year. It was bad.
10-for-36.
They're back in this place, though. All of them are healthy. All of them in the lineup, and they're not quite the same team. Too many mouths. It's the same. It feels like it's the same thing. And, boy, you can't take care of that bum team with a 15-point lead on national TV in a game that you should really want. You'd lost the first two to them. They're without their best player. You got them. You got them. And that Philly team, they're middler this year just in terms of how they've played. They've underachieved, but they're the 5 seed. They're a bum team. They're an Eastern Conference middler this year. And you've got them on the ropes, and you let them do that to you? I'm getting worried about my Celtics take. I am. Let's pick up on this after Murray's update here, and then we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Corner three is no good. Rebound Tobias Harris. And not only are the Celtics going to lose for the first time this year when leading by more than 10, they're going to lose by more than 10. And the Sixers, without Joel Embiid, clinch the season series with the Celtics, whose difficult week continues. A 15-point lead turns into an 11-point loss. And some questions now to be answered. The final, Philadelphia 109, Boston 98.
I'm beginning to worry about my Celtics take. I'm beginning to worry about the makeup of the team. And not that they're like a, you know, the Kyrie Irving Celtics were borderline detestable. He was detestable.
Borderline.
Okay. This one, I just wonder, are you soft? Do you get it? Let me ask you this. What's their signature win of the year?
Ooh.
I actually think Christmas Day against the Raptors.
Okay, that's a fair one. Except
they didn't have Siakam.
They were without Siakam.
Milwaukee early in the season.
Yeah. They beat the Bucks the first week of the year. Here at the Garden with the big comeback.
I'll tell you what one stuck out to me. When they went down to San Antonio and absolutely obliterated the Spurs.
Okay, good one.
That one stuck out to me.
Spurs are under 500.
Even without Siakam, I'm saying the Raptors, they never win there. Even if they have crap on that team, they never, ever, ever win in that building. That was a big win.
Christmas Day in Toronto, okay. Milwaukee, the first week of the year, yeah. But now I'm talking about, I mean, last night's one of the, there's...
They should have had last night.
There's only a handful. If you're a contender, if you're, one of the top teams, there's a half dozen a year. 10 at most, but maybe that's too much. A half dozen where... You want it. You establish it. You show who you are. You show who you are. You show what you are to yourself. You show what you are to the opponent. You show what you are to the national broad. You show what you are to Chuck and Shaq. You show what you are. And, when are they going to have one of those? When are they going to have one? It's been a long time. The Milwaukee game was the fifth game of the year or something like that. And I don't know. Last night, TNT, you've got them. You've got them. And so I'm beginning to wonder about the mental toughness or the compete or the poise or something. I don't know, some intangible.
Well, you're going to get your answer here in the next few weeks over the month or month or so, because they got some juicy games coming up. They got the Lakers coming to town. They got the Clippers. And hopefully, you know, these guys will actually play in these games. But I think you'll have more of an answer in some of those games.
Let me change. Killer instinct. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I just don't think they have a great player. I don't think they have a great player. And this is, you know, I mean, I felt this way early on. I didn't think they
were. Who was Philly's great player last night?
Al Horford?
Okay, is he a great player right now?
No, but he's better than what you've got.
Who has more talent?
Now Horford's better than any player in the Celtics, Maz.
Draft those two teams.
Horford's a good player.
Draft those two teams.
I'll take Ben Simmons. I'll take
Number
Horford.
One, you'll take Ben Simmons over Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, for like today, right now.
What are we doing?
So look, it disgusts me. If
Tatum and Brown aren't as good as you guys think they are,
it disgusts me.
You know, I keep hearing that the Philly can't shoot. Philly needs shooters. Who do the Celtics have that can shoot?
They should be able to shoot.
Simmons, by the way, is the best defender amongst all the teams.
The Celtics defense in the second half last night sucked. They got soft. They got steamrolled. I mean, Philly turned up the heat, and then Boston wilted. But it disgusts me if I'm a Celtics fan that Ben Simmons scores on you. And he does. He, what is it, 16 last night?
19, I think.
19. He didn't shoot a ball outside of 3 feet.
Never does.
They're 3 feet and in. You let that guy who can't shoot go for 19 and never really have to shoot. They're all little hooks and little floaters at the rim. That's disgusting.
I know, but why do you dismiss those? Those count.
You should.
Those count.
They're easy to stop.
They're easy to stop if you have size.
Lay off him.
They don't have size. Maz, if I'm Philly, I go inside every time. The Celtics can't stop it.
Maz.
In a post matchup, I'm taking Ben Simmons over Theis, the French Tickler.
That's a gift.
Ennis Kanter, well, no, so hold whatever on. Else. In a Simmons so, over all of them.
She was saying Simmons posting up Daniel Theis. You like Simmons though?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, me too.
You? Do you like it? Who would you take, Simmons or Theis?
It should be Theis.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Theis defense.
You're better than this, Mike.
Ben Simmons can't shoot.
Yeah, but
he can shoot in the lane.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons can't shoot.
He can shoot in the paint. Mike, listen, this is okay. I mean, again, you might not be right. They might turn it around. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just telling you. I thought this is what they were. They're not there yet.
I'm beginning to worry that they'll turn around.
I get it. You want to sit next to the owner again. I get it. Those courtside seats are nice.
What's the name of his boat?
Yeah. One ring.
One ring. Rings. I was going to say, what is Simmons average on the... he averages 19, I guess. I don't like that player. Keep him outside. Don't let him get to the rim, and he's useless. How many times has Ben Simmons penetrate, sort of, slash, and then turn around and pass it backwards?
A lot.
Because he can't shoot. You can't neutralize that guy. Joel Embiid rips you apart. Okay, I'll get it. If Joel Embiid screws his head on straight and decides to have a night, that's a mismatch. You don't have anything for that. You should be able to take that team down without Joel Embiid up 15 points.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with that sentiment. I'm just telling you the Celtics aren't as good as you think they are.
The talent's there.
Okay, they're not as good as you think they are. So again, Jason Tatum can score. So can Walker. So can Brown. But they're not efficient players. Like, again, I was thinking about this earlier. For all the crap people give Philly about not being able to shoot, can the Celtics? Who do the Celtics have that can snipe?
Okay.
Like, that consistently can snipe?
Walker's a good shooter. Tatum should be a sniper.
It should be Gordon Hayward.
And Hayward, should be a sniper.
Okay, Hayward's a more efficient player than the other ones. But the other three guys are all volume scorers.
Tatum bugs me.
He should bug
you. He bugs me. I don't know. Little too cool for school. Little too, I've arrived and you've really done nothing. And he has the whiff of that a little bit. He missed 9 of 13 shots last night, committed 4 turnovers. Brown missed 10 of 12 shots. I listened to his postgame presser. I wanted to retch. Does he get it? Does he get it? Yeah, he's excusing that game away last night. Brown missed 10 of 12 shots, coughed the ball up 3 more times. Hayward, 4 of 11, 8 points, minus 19.
Hayward sucked last night.
So he's hurt again, and he comes back, and he's once again a shell of himself. Is he durable enough? Is he durable enough? Do these other kids get it? Do they have the killer instinct, etc.? Do they get what it takes? This is a problem with the team, not talent.
They don't have as much talent as you think.
It's a thing I'm talking about.
When the guys who are elite players go to that next level, the Celtics can't match.
You're 0-3 against Philly.
Okay, again, so last night to me is a different discussion.
Philly's the 5 seed in the conference.
Philly's better than you.
Everyone's beating them. They shouldn't be better than you. That shouldn't be a bad matchup last night with Embiid off the floor.
You just don't like Philly.
I do not like Philly.
I know, but Philly's better than you.
I don't think so this year.
I do.
And they haven't known how to use Horford. It's still coached by that moron, Brett Brown. I don't dislike Simmons as much as Mike does, but I think Jaylen Brown's a better player than Ben Simmons.
I don't.
I think Brown's gotten a little bit better in the games I've watched. He's come up with some plays out of timeouts. The last game here, he handled it well. Like, I don't know, maybe Brown's finally, after forever, learning a thing or two. He hasn't bugged me as much watching that team. I don't feel as stupid as they have. But they got to bring, you know, the shooters are, not all of them, but it's a bench. Horford changes it. If he's going to play like that, that changes the calculus a little bit. But you should be better. You're up 15, and Bede's not in there. And that's it. And you've lost the first two to them, and you can't put your foot on their throat? That concerns me.
Okay, so again.
But you're all worried about 3 All-Stars or 2 All-Stars or what? Or what the F? Like, that's what I think these guys are still worried about.
Just remember, Horford picked them over you. Horford picked them for a reason.
Okay.
And it wasn't just Kyrie.
I'm not even a Celtics fan, and they're pissing me off. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boston's home for sports.
Hey, it's...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill, I do want to respect what you asked about the 12 hours away from the game, but at the same time, I hope you would respect we don't get to do this very often, so I don't know when we're going to next get to ask you a question. Would you at least concede that Brady's status is different from the other 50 questions? This is a guy who's been here for 20 years and has won you 6 Super Bowls, and people are wondering if he's going to be here next year.
Everybody's situation on the team is different. There are no two that are exactly the same. So, but the future is the future for all of them, just like it is for Tom and anybody else you want to bring up. And certainly Tom's, you know, iconic figure in this organization, and nobody respects Tom more than I do, but I respect all the other players and all the other coaches in this organization too. And so, you know, I think that everybody that is part of it is an important part of it, and I want to, you know, give the proper attention and communication and detail and thought into my input into those decisions. But any decisions made is it's not an individual decision. There are other people involved. And so there has to be some type of communication, understanding, agreement, whatever you want to call it. And that's not a one-way street. I hope you can understand that. It's one person just can't decide what everybody else is going to do. You know, one player's not under contract, and we have a lot of players that aren't under contract.
All right, again, Bill, earlier in the week, to your phones here in a second, but he says there's a lot of people involved in the decision, not a one-way street, et cetera, et cetera. Family considerations have to be on that list. Speaking of which, the fabulous G, Super G, posted something today.
She did. She posted on Instagram a photo of her, I imagine, in the backyard in Brookline because, there's no leaves on the trees with the sun going down.
I believe that's Putterham or the Country Club there right behind her in the background. Is that
Country Club, I think.
Is it Sunset? Last night or sunrise this morning?
I don't know. She posted it this morning. I can't tell. It looks like the sun's going down to me based on just the color of it. And she's posing foreground like, ah, look at it shine on me. And it's this whole long-winded thing. You want me to read the whole damn thing?
Well, just tell me what you read into.
Please. Well, the most important thing is how it starts. We are going through intense times. We are going through intense times in our personal lives and in the world. And in the world, sure, fine. Australia, unfortunately, burning. The poor koalas. World War III on the brink. But we are going through intense times in our personal lives. Really? Why? What's so intense? What's the conversation? Are you talking about having to move? Obviously, you're trying to move. You're selling the house. Where are you going? Where are you looking to go? Where are you and your husband, Tom Brady, looking to go? What's so intense, Super G? That, so, I think you can read into.
Yes, and what she's doing is she's like namaste yoga, like
no, it's annoying.
Yeah. But, Zen.
But what she's also really doing is what our wives probably do, what the wood does 3-4 times a day. She has to get out of the house and just go like, oh my God, I hate this guy. He's trying to be and just get out of the house and take a deep breath and just say to herself, it's okay, he's not that bad. It's all right.
Serenity now.
And then go back in. Like, so that's what she could be, because she hates all this crap.
He's driving me crazy.
The whole thing, you play the stupid game.
Yeah, because another portion
still
of
with this stupid game.
Let's open our hearts, spread peace, be kind, accept, and respect others. The other being her husband in this stupid game. I guess I have to respect his wishes because it's not a stupid game to him. It's his livelihood and blah, 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 blah. I've heard too much of this too long. So that's where, again, I think she's stepping out in the backyard like... All right, let this stupid idiot play.
I keep playing here. I don't want to stay here. This is, geez, Tom. I don't like it here. It's cold. People suck. Cold.
They're leaving anyway.
People are fat and ugly. And just want to get the hell out of here.
She's really talking about people like you, Murray.
That's true.
But all of it. Okay, so there's that. We can read into that as well.
Maybe she just went back there to hug the trees.
As a promise, to your phones, Garrett in the car on the Celts. Go ahead, Garrett.
Hey, guys, how you doing? So two quick points on the Celtics. One, it seems like Brad Stevens thinks that, the small ball lineup is like Butler 2.0. Like, you got 2 point guards, 2 shooting guards, a small forward, and a small forward, power forward hybrid out there. And your biggest competitors in the Eastern Conference, who one I think is Philly and then obviously Milwaukee, have big men that push you around, body you, and can also stretch the floor and hit threes. Is Brad ever going to realize that he's not reinventing the wheel here?
But
bringing Collins?
Garrett, what big guys should he play?
See, that's what I was just going to say. They can't match up. That's a problem.
That's kind of what I'm looking to you guys for, too. Like, not big guys that he should play, but potentially big guys that he should go and get. Because, like you guys said earlier, Tice is going to get pushed around. Can't play defense.
Okay, so the whole small ball thing, I mean, they want to be Golden State West.
Correct.
So they didn't have big guys. They want to spread the ball, spread the floor, spread the ball, positionless basketball, which, by the way, I still haven't seen from this team. But that's the model. So they've purposely, they could have gotten big guys along the way, this is how they want to be. Okay, is that the right strategy or the wrong strategy? But if you want to change up the roster, you've got to peel off one of your wings.
Sure.
And so Gordon Hayward for Andre Drummond, is that something you would do?
I don't know about
For Drummond. I don't know. Something has to give.
So I like Drummond as a defensive, tough body and a good rebounder. He's not a great offensive player, but
he's truly an antiquated big man.
Yeah, he is. NBA. But you know what? They got to come up with somebody that can body up the other big guys. I told you they got a big guy problem now, and it's not just a 1 year thing. Between the freak and Embiid, where are those guys going?
My issue is the killer instinct. Do they know how to? Do they know how to win? Do they know what it takes? Do they have the toughness to bear down and put their foot on someone's throat?
Well, what guy on this roster has won?
So that's it. That's it. And for me, the young guys bug me because they still waltz around there like they strut around like they've arrived. So that's my problem with Tatum and Brown. My issue with Hayward is there's a durability issue there. He gets hurt again. He comes back. He's not the same guy. The one guy who does, I think, sort of get it, Marcus Smart, is really flawed. And every time he makes a shot, it's going to come back to haunt you because he'll miss 5 more that kill you.
See, but I think Smart knows how to win.
He does. So he's not the problem. He's not. And Kemba Walker, I think, gets it.
Yeah.
He's a point guard. And he's not supposed to defend or be tough. He's done exactly what he's supposed to do, man.
Yeah, again, I told you, Isaiah 2.0, it's fine. I'm not telling you he sucks. It's fine, but
Walker's better defensively than Isaiah was.
It's still a non-factor.
Walker gets in there and he at least mucks it up and makes it tougher on the player he's defending.
Yeah, but nobody has to account for him on defense.
Gordon Brown, Tatum. That's how they're built, those wings. And I got issues with all of them. Jake in the car. Jake, did I do that? Did you do that? I'm sorry.
I mean, the big thing now is Hayward. Hayward's not the same guy he was at the beginning of the year. No two ways about it.
We've got Dave in New Hampshire on the Celts. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Two comments. One is on the Celtics and the other on the Patriots. The Celtics just do not rebound offensively. They just don't. There's nobody underneath ever.
By design.
Rebound.
By design.
And if they're not. Well, if they're not hitting, then they're just lost. They have no chance. If they're not hitting on their shots, then they're done. They just don't rebound offensively. On the Patriots, let Josh McDaniels go because he doesn't have the spine of the ego to handle the egos out there. They're going to eat him up. He's just going to be another in the long line of coaches that left the Patriots and washed up because he can't handle those egos out there. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Okay, let's get to Josh McDaniels. The latest on Josh McDaniels and the Cleveland Browns head coaching search feels like it's coming to a head today. Anything could happen at any time. The very latest right here in the update. There are no commercials, and we'll come back and discuss.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.